Country.
This is a cover version, everyone.
You will know when it comes. We hope it never comes, but we must get ready. If you were not ready and did not know what to do, it could hurt you in different ways. It could knock you down hard or throw you against a tree or a wall. It can smash in buildings and knock signboards over and break windows all over town. But if you duck and cover, you will be much safer.
Duck and cover. 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 Duck and cover.
Creating funny, witty and engaging little intros to these duck and cover shows isn't as easy as you'd think. After all, there's only so many ways you can say hello everybody. We're about to play a bunch of crap cover versions. So I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath and imagine I've just uttered the funniest, wisest and most elegant introduction to any radio show you've ever heard. Because this is Duck and Cover. And we're not necessarily saying we're the best goddamn radio show that's ever been broadcast on any freaking radio station in the world. We're just implying it.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away.
So we started today's show with Nothing Compares to You, originally by The Family, but made famous by Sinead O'Connor. It was recorded here in a rather raucous manner by me first and the Gimme Gimmes. Of course, in the iconic O'Connor music video, the key moment was when halfway through, a real tear was shed before she carried on singing, full of a raw emotional power. In the iconic Me First and the Gimme Gimmes music video of the same track, the key moment was when halfway through, the lead singer knocked off a real one, off the wrist, before he carried on singing. full of raw emotional power. And a used tissue.
Bombastic, fantastic, romantic, love, shaggy, shaggy. Jeg tror det veldig fantastic. Mr. Lover, lover, Mr. Lover, lover, girl. She called me Mr. Bombastic, eller fantastic. Touch me in my back, she say I'm Mr. Romantic, eller fantastic. Touch me in my back, she say I'm Mr. O.G. Take you to an island of a sweet cool breeze. You don't feel like a drive, baby, hand me the keys. And I'll take you to a place to set your mind at ease. Don't you tickle my foot bottom, baby, please. Don't you play with my nose, cause I might hurt you. Sneeze, you the bun, and me the cheese. If me the rice, well then you. She say I'm Mr. Romantic, elephantastic. Touch me in my back. She say I'm Mr. Boom, 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 boombastic, elephantastic. Touch me in my back. She say I'm Mr. Boom, boom.
Might be eating your lunch when the flash comes. Duck and cover under the table.
two tracks were our tribute to Musical Idiots, featuring covers of Mr. Boombastic by Shaggy and 7 Days by Craig David. Coming up next, we're going to explore what the human voice can achieve when it's freed from its need for instruments, with an a cappella version of Come On Eileen by Rockapella, which coincidentally is also the name of producer Pete's favourite pornographic movie.
You're going to have to trust me on this one, but that film is a classic of the genre.
Poor old Johnny Ray sits on the radio, the radio lights him on and on. Her mother's cry, sang on a woman, These people round here think that I suck his book to make sure about all of their pains. Not us,
no, not us,
not us,
no, not us.
We are party young clever.
Getting ready means we will all have to be able to take care of ourselves.
The last track was Heard It Through the Grapevine, first sung by Smokey Robinson, but best known for the version by Marvin Gaye. It was sung here by The Slits. And coming up next, well, coming up next is going to be the longest 7 minutes and 53 seconds of your life.
Stop. Brighter than the sun, brighter than anything you've ever seen.
By the way, if you're waiting for this to kick in, then you're in for a long wait.
What you do when you get lonely and nobody's waiting by your side? You've been running and hiding much too long. You know it's just your foolish pride, Layla. You got me on my knees, Layla. I'm begging, darling, please, Layla. Darling, won't you ease my worried mind? I try to give you consolation when your old man had let you down. Like a fool, I fell in love with you. Turned my whole world upside down, Layla. You've got me on my knees, Layla. I'm begging, darling, please, Layla. Darling, won't you ease my worried mind? Let's make the best of the situation. Before I finally go insane, please don't say we'll never find a way, and tell me all my love's in vain. Lila, you've got me on my knees, Lila. I'm begging, darling, please, Lila. Darling, won't you ease my worried mind? Lila, you've got me on my knees, Lila. I'm begging, darling, please, Lila. Darling, won't you ease my worried mind?
Okay, just to warn you, it goes on like this for another 2 minutes, yeah? Yes, this might be dragging on a bit, but come on. If we weren't broadcasting right now, all you'd have is another advert for City Taxis on constant repeat. Remember, the things that don't kill you only make you stronger. This might be one of those rare exceptions, though. Okay, just about over. And we're done! That was 386DX with its version of Layla by Derek and the Dominoes. So now you know who to blame. In fact, I think we might need one of these at this point.
Number 15. Just because a computer can cover any piece of music, it doesn't mean that a computer should cover any piece of music.
Takamaille jäin. Samoiltiin, painittiin, metsää torpaa poltettiin, noki pölisi kuosessa. Jostain humpa kantautuu, soutuu veneet rantautuu, tanssit siellä pidetään. Rouvat rientää jonoon, lisää. Takamaille jäin.
Thank you.
You and I don't have shells to crawl into like Bert the Turtle, so we have to cover up in our own way.
Out on the winding, windy halls we roll, I'm falling green. You had a temper like my jealousy, too hot, too greedy. How could you leave me when I needed to possess you? I hated you, I loved you too. That dream in the night, they told me I was going to lose the fight. Maybe I'm not withering, withering, withering. I see you live. It's me and Kathy, I've come home and I'm so cold. Let me in your. I'm Kathy, I've come home and I'm so cold. Let me in your window. Oh, it gets dark, it gets lonely on the other side from you. I pine a lot, I find a lot falls through without you. I'm coming back, love.
Safe place for you to go.
So let's try and catch up with what we've just hit you with. First off, we had Metallica's Enter Sandman covered by Ilacalazet. 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 I might be pronouncing that wrong. Then a cover of Wuthering Heights by the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. And finally, a great, great cover of My Generation by Piney Gurr. Interestingly, that cover actually makes me feel a little old, as I find myself set apart from the young folks who made it. Which I guess is exactly the type of thing The Who would have done when they first released the track back in 1965. And without taking the subject too seriously, this is a great opportunity for Nick to talk about this.
Number 16. Understand what makes an original great. Don't expect the greatness just to rub off on you.
Again, with a liquor and the drugs and a flesh machine. Well, he's gonna do another strip team. Hey man, where'd you get that lotion? My skin starts itching when I bought the gimmick of something called love. Yeah, love, love, love. Well, that's like a hypnotizing chicken. Well, I'm just a modern guy. Of course, I had it in the ear before. I've got a lust for life. I got a lust for life. I got a lust for life. I got a lust for
Lust for Life by the Bad Livers, featuring their ever-reliable banjo. But now, we're going to take the show off somewhere different, somewhere dangerous. The music we play here at Duck & Cover works best when the song being covered is an iconic classic, and without doubt they don't come much more iconic than James Bond. You see, if this was torture, we wouldn't just expect you to talk, Mr. Bond. We'd expect you to die. Although, admittedly, you probably wouldn't die as such. You'd probably just get a little irritated and turn to a different radio station.
Important. Sometimes the bomb might explode without any warning.
you know in black and black for his $1 million scale. One gold shot is enough of a venture. Let's go to a pituitary. For bodies to raise anyone, the blood from the golden god. His eye may be on you or me. Who will he bang? We shall see. Whenever he's hired, he goes up for the kill. No one can continue with one corruption for his $1 million scale. A gold shot is another preventer. Has come to a victory end. If you want to get rid of someone, the man with the golden gun will get it done. He'll shoot anyone with his golden.
My God, what's Bong doing?
I think he's attempting re-entry, sir.
Golden words, he will pour.
So we begin our Bondathon with Gob and their version of View to a Kill, in the process finding the perfect way to make a Duran Duran song better, mainly to make it shorter. Then we had another dose of the Ten Masked Men, with the Man with the Golden Gun, and finally we closed with Goldfinger and the Leningrad Cowboys. If you're looking for more Bond covers, don't worry, because Duck and Cover will return in...
Never say die again when tomorrow is golden and the Moonraker loves me.
But don't worry if you can't get to the cinema to see that one. We'll also be appearing on the DVD extras for Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakquel.
I'm a five-starter.
That was the Sneaker Pimps with their version of The Prodigy's Firestarter, which had a music video which received a record number of complaints when it was first shown on Top of the Pops. Parents complained it was too scary to be shown to young children, although I believe that episode of Top of the Pops was presented by Steve Wright, for whom the exact same complaint could be levelled against. But enough of this sub-now show style satire, because I'm afraid we've come to the end of Duck and Cover for another week. So blah blah blah, and Matt, blah blah, bomb drops tomorrow, blah blah, house is at risk if you don't keep up repayments.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
Once upon a time in Kingston Town, there was a little boy named Bond. James Bond. James always had a thing about wanting to be a secret agent. He would sit in the classroom at school and daydream about all the missions he would be sent on and all the different countries he could go spying instead of listening to the teacher. After school, James would walk home and pretend to be calling HQ on the two-way radio he imagined he had hidden in the heel of his shoe, unbeknown to anybody else, of course. At the end of the day, he would lay down on his bed, announce to himself that mission had been accomplished, and before his mum yelled for him to put the light out, he would dream of standing before Her Majesty the Queen, wryly proclaiming, "In case there's trouble or we're under attack, have no fear, because Bond is black."